Hi there. You're listening to the Voice with Action podcast. I am your host, Deb Balico.
And I am Rebecca Pratt, co-founder and president of Orphan Relief and Rescue. Tune in to be awakened and inspired to take action towards what you were created to do in this world, to live fully alive.
Hello, this is Rebecca Pratt. I am in West Africa, and we have 38 employees in this country where we're working. And I'm not going to state the country just for the protection of my staff, but this is one of our staff members. This is Samuel, and Samuel is on our anti-trafficking team. He is worked for us for how many years, Samuel?
I would say 3 years, more than 3 years.
Okay, more than 3 years. And I wanted him to share from his point of view a little bit about this work, because he grew up in this country, but I'm going to have him share just a little bit about how he didn't even know what was happening in the villages, even growing up in this country. So, Samuel, share with us just what you shared with me about just a little background of when you first came to work with us, and just what your thoughts were in all of this.
Okay, so I would say that when I heard about all the things that you are doing, you've been doing, to me, honestly, I couldn't say that I believe it. I would say maybe to a certain level, I would say for sure those kids were suffering somehow. But thinking that a parent would sell their own child against money, and even the amount of money when you hear about that, it's just like nothing. I couldn't believe that. So when I started working for ORR and I started going to the villages, the places, and I was watching the things happening there, because I was like, maybe these people are pretending. And then one day I was on the field and I was talking with one of the kids. He was, I would say, an adolescent. He said to me that one day I was just talking with my mom, and that Jadwa was back from being trafficked, I would think maybe some years ago, and he was already on OAS program. So he told me that one day I was just talking with my mom, and I asked my mom, "Mom, why do you treat us this way? Meaning, why do you sell us against money?" Because he was not the only person, the only child in the family being treated that way. He said that my mom told me that day, "This is what my parent did to me." So he was like, "This is normal." And the boy says that he was shocked for hearing his own mom saying that. So when he says that, I was like, this is surprising, but I would say somehow too big to believe the whole thing. So let me keep watching. Then another day, there was another boy, and we were having just random discussion, and he says something similar to that. Then I was like, okay, let me watch much more. And at that very time, I started following Mama Esther. Everywhere she needed to go and check on a missing child, a child that was on our program, but that was missing in school or missing on the feeding program, she would go and check on them. We'll go very early in the morning, like 6:37 early, with the fall everywhere in the cool. And I started seeing that this thing is like kind of true. 1, 2, 3, 4, and many, many more. And that's when I started believing that, so this is happening in my country, but I don't know about that, because I was born major cities in the country. Then living with my mom, who was a public servant, we were moved to different places. So I've never heard about that. Even in school, I cannot remember hearing anything about that. You could hear that maybe a child has been placed somewhere in exchange of money, but the place is not that more far, and they can go and check on the child, or they can decide to take the child back. But thinking that a parent would let their child be taken away to a very remote place, and even to strange country, to another country, against a very, even the amount of money, when you look at it, you are like, why would they do that? So it was very difficult for me to believe in the beginning, but seeing it with my own eyes, like, okay, this is certainly true, but a lot of people in the country don't know that. That's when I got the idea that you can be in your own country and someone from outside the country can know some realities in your country which you are not aware of. They can tell you, won't believe, because you don't know. Nobody tells you about that.
So what's your greatest joy in working for Orphan Relief and Rescue?
I would say that when we go to the program and you see all those children that has been rescued, either from being trafficked or from being really mistreated by relatives because their parents are no more, and if you don't do anything, those guys will certainly be trafficked. When you look at their face, they're smiling like they are innocent. They're smiling, they're joyful. You know that you are part of something that is very good, that the Lord is blessing. And the second part to it is, I would say, mainly the fact that we include sharing God's word with them, salvation. It is very important because the kids need it, even the parents need it, because no matter how hard or tough your heart is, when you receive Jesus, he starts working on your heart, and then you can start developing a tender heart, affection for people around you, and especially for your own child.
So I love that.
These are the main thing I would say. And then the last thing that I would say recently increased my joy is that seeing that much more people believe in what we are doing and they are willing to help.
So what about the big move of God that we are seeing, where hundreds of people are coming to Jesus, hundreds of villagers, chiefs of the village? Like, it's mind-blowing. What's your thought of all of that?
I would say it's a kind of crusade, but it's not like a kind of crusade we are used to, because from time to time I go to some crusade places and I see what happened and I see many people happens. But when I look at all the things that it takes for them to get that impact compared to what you are doing at a lower level, but the impact that it's having is making on the people. And also when you get feedbacks of some parents, like ladies arguing about the message that they're hearing because they are in areas where people believe in demons and false gods, and they are having a very difficult life, but it's like they don't have any other option. But here is someone that comes with a message that sometimes they resist because of some past events. But the point is, though you may want to resist it, but the thing is actually helping you. So you're asking yourself, okay, maybe due to history, there is some side to this thing that I don't like. But when I look at it, I think it's helping me. I'm getting free from demons that have been tormenting my life. So somehow I have to receive the message. So, and then, because one part of this thing, and that was even surprising to me, I won't say that much surprising, but I wasn't expecting that, is what when we're having this worship session that you included in it, which were not part in it in the beginning, and one of our staff was giving a testimony about what he saw in the spirit, I was like, this is not my first time, but this is my first time getting this kind of feedback on our program, on OAS program. So I'm like, okay, this is getting to another level.
So he's talking about the angel story. If you missed that podcast where we were having a meeting, Samuel plays the keyboard beautifully and sings beautifully. And we had the strategy of playing one or two songs in the tribal language of the village, worship songs. And at the beginning of that service, one of our staff members got a vision of angels in the service. And it was quite a descriptive vision that he described to us. So that's what Samuel's talking about, is that it's incredible just to see what God is doing.
This is just proof that what is being done has the hand of the Lord backing up it. Because it also goes from time to time to hear those kind of things, because it's good for yourself to yes, those kind of feedback, because it shows you that what you are doing is really important. The Lord's hand is really in it. And when sometimes you may feel like, I'm kind of discouraged. I think it's too much. There is so much new challenges. But each time you remember those kind of stories, you're like, okay, maybe it's getting difficult from time to time, but this really matters. It's just like when the Lord says, the Bible says that, just like when Paul was telling Timothy, fight the good fight, do the work of a good evangelist, and the Lord will reward you. To me, I look at it like something like that. You have to keep doing it. Do your best and let the Lord do his own. But you see that people in the different villages, they are receiving the message. They are receiving a message. So I know that it's not in vain. It's not in vain. We are doing something very, very important with not big, big, big support, but the most important is the impact that it's having on people.
Yeah. It's very encouraging. There's so much in the spiritual dynamics, spiritual realm that we can't see. And, you know, our staff here, Samuel and our different staff, they are in the trenches, we call it, of just spiritual oppression, depression, difficulty. And to see a move of God like we're seeing now is so incredibly encouraging, to see people respond to this Holy Spirit, encouraging them, wooing them, bringing them to Jesus. And it's just been beautiful to watch, and being set free. I mean, so many people, this is why they're coming to Jesus, is they want to be set free. They have demons chasing them in their house. They have husbands that are trying to kill their wives because of all these different things going on in their families. And we hear these stories over and over, and they just need a touch from Jesus. They want to be set free, and we're witnessing it. I get so excited, but I know on the ground, you're seeing it every day. You're seeing the fruit of our labor, and it's very encouraging. So what is God speaking to you personally about in this season right now? What you're seeing God doing and moving in? What's God maybe challenging you in or showing you personally as you witness what God is doing?
I can say that I believe that we will have more and more, like a bigger move. With bigger moves also require much more commitment. I would say first at personal level, because each time that you have those kind of moves, the same time the devil try to attack, try to destroy, to discourage. Because I think it's fair. Devil is doing his work. We are doing our work. And it's like a football match, a soccer match. Each person wants to win.
Yeah.
So we know that victory is already ours. We know. But with greater moves comes also greater responsibility.
Yeah.
I believe that this will keep increasing.
Yeah.
Keep increasing. Personally, this is what I can tell when it comes to the spiritual side of what we are.
So yeah, for me personally, I've been challenged to pray more. Pray like I've never prayed before. Just fervently praying all through the day. Praying protection over all of you and this work. And the fire of protection, you know, over each of our staff and each of are people who even donate to the organization, and everyone involved, every single person involved in Orphan Relief and Rescue. And yeah, so I feel that responsibility to just pray more and just ask the Lord to continue to keep the heavens open, and at the same time, the fire protection over each and every person that's involved. And yeah, so thank you, Samuel, for just your faithfulness, your hard work, your heart. I love you being a part of Orphan Relief and Rescue, and you're a gift. I'm excited. We have more community meetings coming this next week, and I want you to bring your keyboard again, and we're going to usher in the presence of Jesus through worship. And it's just, you know, one or two songs at the beginning of these meetings, but it's a strategy of ushering in the presence of the Lord, and we see what God will do. All right. Blessings.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you for tuning in, and we'll share more stories while I'm on the field.
Thank you for listening to the Voice with Action podcast. If you enjoyed today's episode, would you consider sharing or subscribing to this podcast and leave a 5-star review to help us grow? If you want to reach us or help us end child trafficking in West Africa, go to orphanreliefandrescue.org. That's orphanreliefandrescue.org. See you next week.
Tears of joy right now, Fabrice. Tears are dripping down my face as I'm just remembering God's faithfulness again. And I get to witness God's faithfulness through your life and through each of our beautiful staff and children that we serve here in West Africa. I'm just privileged to be a part of this work. And it's humbling. It's beautiful. Thank you for being on this interview and sharing your story. I love it. And that is all for this podcast. Stay tuned for more updates from West Africa. We're going to do more interviews with different staff members and children while I'm here.
Thank you for listening to the Voice with Action podcast. If you enjoyed today's episode, would you consider sharing or subscribing to this podcast and leave a 5-star review to help us grow? If you want to reach us or help us end child trafficking in West Africa, go to orphanreliefandrescue.org. That's orphanreliefandrescue.org. See you next week.